Officials say they can't release the names of the miners or the charges against them, citing confidentiality policies that govern the State Division of Juvenile Justice.
It can be a mystifying black box for the public.
Matt Davidson works at the division's headquarters in Juneau, and he says communities often want more information when it comes to kids and public safety. While that's understandable, he says, Alaska law protects the privacy of juvenile delinquency records for a reason.
Children who commit criminal acts should have an opportunity to repair the harm they've done without a criminal conviction being on their permanent public record. And so keeping them privileged, that protects the youth from having something that they did as a 12-year-old, for example, follow them throughout their whole life.
With that mission in mind, Davidson says most cases result in probation. Judges work with families, schools, and social service providers to create plans aimed at addressing the needs of young offenders and preventing future crimes.
Generally, there aren't a lot of jury trials, but they can happen.
Trials are reserved for serious offenses. In some cases, kids can end up in juvenile detention until they're 19. Even more rarely, Davidson says some offenders are tried as adults, usually if they commit serious crimes past the age of 16.
And those are crimes like murder, first-degree assault, and arson in the first degree.
He says cases moved to the adult system do become public. For now, it's unclear where the Unalaska case fits on the spectrum of offenses and how long it'll take to move through the juvenile justice process. Acting Police Chief Jennifer Shockley describes the incident as disturbing, but says the accused teenagers are currently out of custody on unspecified conditions of release. School officials previously announced that the teens had been placed on homebound instruction and were completing schoolwork from home, but Superintendent John Conwell says he can't comment further because student records are private under federal law. He says the earlier information was only released as an emergency exception to alleviate community fears of a threat against the school. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.